Exclusive support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a generous grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, celebrating 60 years of strengthening community through support of the arts. And KUAC is supported by Wildlife and Wood, Ken Witten's Wildlife Photography and Hand-Turned Wood and Antler Bowls, available at the Farmer's Market and Craft Bazaars. Information on Facebook and at 479-4547. Good evening. Welcome to Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. Joining me here at the KUAC studios, it's the cast and crew from Flot After Dark's Spring Awakening. And I know you can't see it back there in Radio Land, but we have a full house of singers. And during soundcheck, they were some powerful singing groups here. So why don't you start introducing yourself at, I want to guess your name is Kat, but I'm not sure.
No.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Other end.
Yeah. I'm Amber, and I play Marta.
Thanks, Amber.
I'm Grace, and I play Anna.
Nice.
I'm Paige, and I play Taya.
Oh, Paige, over here.
Oh, sorry.
One more time.
I'm Paige, and I play Taya.
Hey, Paige.
I'm Kat, and I play Ilsa.
Oh, hey, Kat, you were down there, that's right.
I'm Nick, and I play Mort Stiefel.
All right.
I'm Zach, and I play Melchior Gabor.
Wow.
I'm Bailey, and I'm in the ensemble.
Right on.
I'm Becca, and I play Vendela Bergman.
Woo!
That was a lot to say.
That was a lot to say. Last year, you just had Lizzie to say. And then we have Todd and Jennifer Winky here, and Jill
Russell,
yes. And they are here as part of Flot After Dark's production of Spring Awakening. And we are going to hit the airwaves with the first piece. And who would like to introduce this piece that you start the show with? She's pointing at Becca.
Hi.
Hey.
So this first song that we will be singing is Mama Who Bore Me. And this song starts off the show and kind of relays the whole concept of it.
We get a feeling from the first song.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Knowing that these kids aren't being told what they need to be told in order to live life.
And they're teenagers. The kids that you're talking about are teenagers.
Yeah.
And so the adults aren't telling them what they need to know to live their lives. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so this kind of relays that in a powerful way.
All right. We have Flot After Dark, Spring Awakening, and it opens not this weekend, but next weekend at the Firehouse Theater. Take it away, Flot.
Mama who bore me. The angels who made me so sad, Mama who bore me, Mama who gave me no way to handle things, who made me so sad, Mama the weeping, Mama the angels, no sleep in heaven or Bethlehem. So pray one day Christ will come a calling.
Is a powerful song to start out Spring Awakening, and it has like six female leads singing that, and it's really what's that called, Mama Who Bore Me. So Becca, can I get you back at the mic? So that you introduced that song as the adults of this show and the adults maybe in general aren't telling the kids, aren't teaching the kids, aren't showing the kids what they need to know to live their lives.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that? And that song kind of introduces it. But
yes. So my character, Wendla, she's not told about where babies are from.
Oh, the birds and the bees.
She didn't know. The birds and the bees. She doesn't know. And so so in that aspect, she is saying that Mama who bore me, who doesn't tell me anything, basically.
Yeah.
And so she goes on and has to figure it out herself, but doesn't know what's happening. So she ends up being put in a situation where she has sex with a boy, and then it's like she doesn't know that she got pregnant.
Oh boy.
And so she doesn't know anything. And so it's basically the mom's fault in a way.
Yeah.
For not telling her, not teaching her.
This show, the rock musical, was based on a play from 1891.
Yes.
It seems as though you're talking about this day and age of kids and the adults, and it seems like, you know, we are in the present, but 1891.
It's still relevant.
Yeah.
Which is insane. You would think we would learn, but...
then again...
Yeah, that's the theme of the show.
Right. Yeah. And, so... Let's go on to hear the next one. Then we'll talk more about the show, Spring Awakening. It's Flawed After Dark's production, and it opens not this weekend, but next weekend, and runs 2 weekends, the last weekend of October and the first weekend of November at the NY's Firehouse Theater. And they have Friday and Saturday shows and a Sunday matinee both weekends. Nick? Oh, nope, you're not Nick.
I'm Zach.
Zach. And you're going to introduce the next song.
Yeah, so the next song that we're singing is called The Word of Your Body. And so this song is a duet between the characters Melchior and Wendla. And they're both really inexperienced characters, and they don't have a lot of history and relationships or anything like that. And they're really young, and they're attracted to one another. And this song is kind of that first connection, that first realization, and they're discovering like all these feelings that they don't fully understand. And he's read about them, but this is a really new experience and stuff for both of them.
He's read about them. Kids these days might have looked it up through Google, but in this 1891.
Googling what it feels like to be in love isn't the same thing, apparently.
Just reading about it. It's not the same thing as being in love. All right. Take it away.
Watching the words fall from my lips,
baiting some girl with hypotheses.
Haven't you heard the word of your body? My wanting, oh, I'm gonna be wounded. Oh, I'm gonna be your wound. Oh, I'm gonna bruise you. Oh, you're gonna be. His
world slip through my fist.
Playing with her in your fantasies.
Having to her the word how I want to. Oh, I'm gonna be wounded. Oh, I'm gonna be your wound. Oh, I'm gonna bruise you. Oh, you're gonna be my
cast and crew from Spring Awakening, it's Flawed After Dark's newest production. I love how musicals and dramas and can really be cathartic about saying those words and those thoughts that we don't really ever say out loud. But, you know, when you come to this and see this production, can you come with your teenagers? I'm asking Jill, I guess, because she's a stage director, I think.
That would be on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
It depends on your teenagers. I would bring mine.
Uh-huh.
Natalie has seen the show.
And Natalie is your daughter who's here.
Is Jennifer's daughter
who's here.
Who's not yet a teen. And uh-huh. I think kind of the message of the show is that we don't talk about these things.
Yeah.
And just because people don't talk about things doesn't mean they go away. And the show deals with a lot of very heavy issues, such as a teen pregnancy, not to give too much away, but a botched abortion.
Ugh.
It deals with suicide. It deals with incest and child abuse. I mean, wow. Name a heavy topic, and it's in this show.
Yeah.
And I think that the mistakes that people make of not discussing these things with their children is what causes these big problems, and that is the theme of the show. So, yeah, actually, I would recommend bringing teenagers because it is a great starting point for conversation.
Yeah, and it sounds like it because, as Becca was saying, her character is there. That first song of the ensemble saying, Mama Who Bore Me, we don't know, you know, we don't know what's going on. And then this duet that we just heard, they're having these feelings, but they don't know where they're going to lead. And like you said, those feelings that they don't know what to do with lead to, oh man, an unexpected pregnancy and a botched abortion. And
when they don't know how to deal with them.
Yeah.
And if parents and teenagers have these conversations, they can help their children know how to deal and know that these feelings are going to be happening. And
so what you're saying is just shoving things under the rug and not talking about the birds and the bees, as we say,
well, yes.
Or, and, you know, sex and consent. These things are all going to lead to unintended.
Unintended consequences. That's absolutely what happens during this show.
And Spring Awakenings, I mean, we hit on this just a little bit ago, but it was a German play written in 1891.
And they were trying to address the issues that they had back then, and those are still issues that we're dealing with today.
It's just, it astounds me that, you know, history repeats itself no matter where we are in the world and no matter what century and what decade we're in.
Absolutely.
And so that's why Flawed After Dark, apparently, you have chosen this play, because it's timely.
Yes,
yeah.
It is, and I think it's important.
Yeah, yeah. Well, where are we next in Spring Awakenings and the another tune from the show?
Next
Grace.
Is... Yep. next is My Junk, which is a lot more lighthearted than some of the rest of the musical, but it does still deal with these elements of discovery in these teenagers and what they do and don't know, what they are and aren't exposed to. in their lives.
And this features much of the ensemble that is here tonight at KUAC's Alaska Live from Spring Awakening.
Yes.
Okay.
In the midst of this nothing, this mist of a life, still there's this one thing just to see you go by.
It's almost like loving, sad as that is.
May not be cool, but it's so where I live.
It's like I'm your lover, or more like your ghost. I spend the day wondering what you do, where you go.
But then what can I do? We've all got our junk, and my junk is you.
See us winter walking after a storm. It's chill in the wind, but it's warm in your arms. We stop all snow blind. May not be true. We've all got our junk, and my junk is you.
Oh, that's a nice little ditty. Oh, I see. So that may have been just a portion of that song because this is Alaska Live. It's like a preview. We want to leave you wanting more because we'd love it to see a full house there at the Edna Wise Fire Theater. That's at, 7th Avenue in downtown Fairbanks. And your show opens not this weekend, but next weekend, Flot After Dark's Spring Awakening. And it runs last weekend of October and the first weekend of November. And you'll get to hear more verses from my junk. Jennifer, do you want to talk real quick? Sorry.
Sure. I'd love to.
Yeah. You are, let's see, your title for this is...
I'm co-directors with Jill. We all kind of work as a team.
I love it.
Jill and I always work as a team. Sometimes we bring in that other guy.
The music director?
Sometimes.
He happens to be here, but he doesn't have a mic way back there because he's stuck behind a guitar and some amps and stuff.
He's trapped.
Yeah.
We do this together. This has been a process. We auditioned in late August for this production. It's a cast of 18 people.
Wow. So they're not all here tonight. You have about half of them here.
Right. We did. Some of our kids are not young, but they're younger. And, you know, they had some commitments in the evening. And some of our people are older and they have jobs in the morning. So we have the full spectrum. We do have lots of over 18 people in this cast, but we do have a couple under 18 with parent permission. Very talented group of younger people we have. We do have three people who play all of the adult roles in the show. So we have two men and one lady. They share all of the adult roles. So a parent of this one, a teacher of this one, the headmistress, the different people.
There's some costume changes and whatnot.
Costume changes. And those characters are on and off the stage frequently, only changed by, you know, just a costume.
Yeah, sure.
The piece we're going to do next, I'm going to let these girls talk about it. These two girls are super talented, like the rest of them. This is a bit of a more sensitive scene. These girls are victims of abuse. I'm going to let them just talk for a quick second because these are two very different characters who have experienced the same thing.
Well, welcome to KUAC's Alaska Live and... congratulations for being cast in Spring Awakening, The Flot After Dark. Amber.
Yeah. So my character is Marta, and she starts off the song, and she's abused by her father, both sexually and physically. Most likely mental somewhere in there, because, like, follows along.
Yeah.
And she's in this situation where she can't leave her home, because where else can she go? She has this father who's abusive, and her mother is doing nothing to help. She's just kind of watching it happen and just like, okay, sweetie, have fun. It's not a good situation, and she's scared to talk about it with people because she's afraid they're going to, like, push her away. And that's a lot of things that happen today with people who get sexually assaulted and just feel like they can't talk about it because people are going to ridicule them or say that they're lying.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry. I've been hiding under a rock for, you know, a year or two. No, I'm, gosh, Amber, that is just so sad that, like we said, history is repeating itself. Mm-hmm. And in Spring Awakening, you have scenes where this is playing out today. And it's in Flawed After Dark's Spring Awakening, too, where a girl is afraid to talk to anybody about her abuse. Wow. Yeah. And so this next song is about that. And we've got...
And I play Ilsa, and I also sing in the song with her. And it's a duet, but we're not really together. What's happening is the reason Martha doesn't really want to talk about what's happening to her is because my character, Ilsa, has had it happen to her, and the result of it has not been good. She was physically and sexually assaulted by her father, and she was then cast out into the streets, and all the girls know her because she was an old friend of theirs, but now she lives in this artist colony with a bunch of men who continue to do these things to her, and she just sort of accepts it as her life now.
Yeah. What's the name of this one?
The Dark I Know Well.
Okay.
There's part I can't tell about the dark I know well. You say time for bed now, child. Mom just smiles that smile, just like she never saw me, just like she never saw me. So I leave wanting just to hide, knowing deep inside you are coming to me, you are coming to me. You say all you want is just a kiss goodnight, then you hold me and you whisper, child, the Lord won't mind. It's just you and me. Ain't it good tonight? You ain't seen nothing yet. Gonna teach you right. It's just you and me. Child, you're a beauty. I don't scream, though I know it's wrong. I just play along. I lie there and breathe. Lie there and breathe. I wanna be strong. I want the world to find out that you're dreaming on me, me and my beauty, me and my beauty. You say all you want is just a kiss goodnight, then you hold me and you whisper, child, the Lord won't mind. It's just you and me, child, you're a beauty. God, it's good, the loving ain't it good tonight. You ain't seen nothing yet, gonna teach you right. It's just you and me, child, you're a beauty. There's a part I can't tell about the dark I know well. There's a part I can't tell about the dark I know well. There's a part I can't tell about the dark.
Dark I Know Well from Spring Awakening. It's Flawed After Dark's production and definitely dealing with some dark themes, but dark themes that have been going on for apparently centuries, because this play, this rock musical, was based on a play from 1891. Jennifer.
I just wanted to, before we... We're going to have Nick Hudson introduce the next song,
yeah,
and talk a little bit about his piece. But I do want to say that with these elements, while they are in the show, they're told through song and through text. There is no physical violence. You're not seeing this abuse to Elsa and Marta. Mm-hmm. That's not something that we're visually seeing, but we know from the story she's telling to her friends. We know the story that the friends are talking about Elsa. We know through the parents appearing on stage. But as far as seeing that on stage, that's not what we're seeing. And Jill and I have chosen, I'm going to let Jill chat about this too with me. We chose to do this in a different way when we researched this production, and we've talked about it for years.
Because this production has been going on for decades, and it's won Tony Awards.
It has. It has. We've seen it all different ways. We've seen it where it's very graphic in your face. We've seen it where it's, you know, all different ways you can imagine when you start looking on YouTube. And we chose to do some of the elements in this show more implied and subdued so that you could bring a younger high school student, still have the same effects, still have the talking points, still have the conversations without having such a graphic image in your mind that you go home and then you think about for days. We hope that this message still is making people think and making them talk, but we've just chose to subdue some of that. And with this next scene, and we'll let Nick talk about his character, this is a scene that is, you know, a little more of a stressful scene, and we've played it in a way that we think will relay its point across without making it so traumatizing to actually watch on stage.
Yeah. Nick.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. So, yeah.
Your character is?
Is Moritz Stiefel.
Moritz
Stiefel. A mouthful as well.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and Moritz, like they're saying, these stressful situations that happen to all these kids. He's a young kid, and the things that he's starting to go through in his life with not understanding his feelings with girls and...
Because he's a teenager.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And they kind of all go through the same thing together without even realizing it, like each person has their own struggle, and his is a very wide struggle with having the struggle with his feelings or an abusive father, you know, at home, an abusive parenthood, and even at school being ridiculed and criticized to the point where the stress is so much for him that he kind of resorts to suicide. And but it's more of a powerful kind of awareness that comes from it, because I feel like that's issues, like I said, it keeps cycling.
So this next song, what's the name of it?
Don't Do Sadness.
Don't Do Sadness. Wow. And this is a solo where you've got Todd Wenke, the music director. He's picked up his acoustic guitar now. And
awful sweet to be a little butterfly, just winging over things and nothing deep inside. Nothing going wild in you, you know. You're slowing by the riverside, or floating high and blue, or maybe cool to be a little summer wind. Like once through everything and then away again. Just a taste of dust in your mouth all day, but no need to know. Like sadness, you just sail away. 'Cause you know I don't do sadness, not even a little bit. Just don't need it in my life, don't want any part of it. I don't do sadness. Hey, I've done my time, looking back on it all, man, it blows my mind. I don't do sadness, so been there. Don't do sadness, just don't care.
It had some power behind it, too. I mean, obviously, he's got a lot of things going on.
Yeah, it's that kind of moment where he just has had enough, and he just, that moment right before, he just lets it all out.
Yeah. Have you been in other productions where you've sang before?
Yeah, I've been. I didn't actually start in musical productions until my junior year of high school.
Right.
I started in Once on This Island, and I did different things like Bye Bye Birdie, and it kind of took. I was
at
the
West
same
Valley or at Lathrop
in Lawrenceburg. Actually, I'm from Indiana.
All right,
in fact, Love 48. Yeah, and so I kind of went through the same thing. You know, I was a shy kid, but music kind of brought that out in me. But I was also part of a group called the Young Americans in Southern California, where I spent the last 5 years traveling the world and performing and teaching. And
are you at UAF now?
No, actually, I work here, but I'm going to join in the spring, hopefully, with the music program.
Great. So we'll see you back here at Alaska Live, I bet, plenty,
hopefully.
Because we invite UAF music students quite often over here. So
thank you.
Great. Thanks, Nick. Kat, are you Kat, right?
Yes.
Oh, man, I'm getting good. Your character is
Elsa.
Elsa, and she's the one that either got kicked out of her home
yes,
or
I got
she
kicked
ran
out of my home.
Oh, you didn't just run away. You got kicked out. That's
and,
a rough situation.
And in the song, she finds Moritz, and he's just sung. It's like immediately after he's just sung that past song where he's contemplating that he's going to end his life. And she's living her life and she sees him and she remembers him from their childhood, their old childhood friends. And this is kind of her song to kind of give him, like show him maybe there's another option. It's not
there's
that great. But,
there's a dim
but
light,
better.
But there's light.
Yeah.
Todd, you're up at the microphone. And
surprise.
You stepped away from the guitars and the pedals back there. And all of a sudden, I feel like that maybe we should, you know, introduce you that you've been playing all the music for these powerful, great singers in this show.
Yeah, it's really been a pleasure to play with this talented young cast and get to see this story actually, you know, every rehearsal and provide the music for it. And so I'm the music director mostly. I mean, I mostly deal with the instrumental part and I play the guitar part. There's another guitar part that's added on. Well, it, in the book, it's only like on four songs and I... So I, you know, I felt bad about bringing somebody in to play four songs. I actually changed a couple things around, added him on two more songs, so he'd have at least six songs.
Right
to
on.
Play. There's a, you know, there's bass and drums and
you've got a string section too.
Keyboard, yeah. There's a violin and a viola, and once again, just like you know, 2 years ago when we did Lizzie, we still need a cello player, so we're I'm playing some of those parts too, and the viola player is helping out by covering some of those parts. So it's you know it would have really been you know nice to ornament that that part. But
you got some good cellists in this
town.
There is a whole young Alaska cello intensive. They play rock music. They play classical music.
They could be playing rock music
they
tonight.
They could be playing
right,
so. Rock music, and they're pretty talented. So, yeah. You want me to shoot them an email? They've got a week.
Well, if they can sight read, because we got a show. The show's coming up really quick.
Got a week.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's people that could do it. It's the book, the instrumental part of the book is not it's not really overly complicated like some musicals. There's a lot of dynamic stuff. You know, there's a lot of ballads. You know, like we've done so far. The poppy stuff. You know, the Dark Eye to Well is like that's one of the more powerful tunes, and you know, with a lot of dissonant chords in it, and you know, it kind of illustrates the music. You know, the way it's a real dissonant kind of topic, so it kind of. You know, it really fits that song quite well.
Late night listeners to KUAC may be trying to place your voice Because you're one of the volunteers. Todd Wenke does the all vinyl vault radio hours. And so that's why you're like, where I heard him sometimes.
This is a vinyl vault radio show edition of the oldies show. Actually, it's not, but you know, that's what you usually hear on a Saturday when I do one of those shows.
That's right. So thank you for filling many roles in this community, including being a volunteer for KUAC and sticking with listeners many late nights, and here as the music director for Spring Awakening and Flawed After Dark. Yeah, a couple years ago, Lizzie was that one or
that
2 years ago?
Years. 2 years
ago.
Now, yeah.
That was really good for Halloween also.
That was fun.
It really was. And Amanda was in that show also.
Yes,
or Becca.
Yeah, yeah.
Becca too.
And Amanda, mm-hmm. And
Amanda's
Jill.
In the show also.
Nice.
And our directors
we have
here.
Yeah. Three quarters of the cast are here.
We've got some Flawed After Dark returners.
And that was actually the same. That took place in 1892. And so this takes place in 1891. So I guess we're kind of.
You're stuck in the 1890s.
Stuck in that period. The 1890s are alive in
Fairbanks.
So.
It's Flawed After Dark.
No, but this is the show's been a lot of fun. I had an observation just about the parents. You know, it's funny because all the adults' roles in the show, they're arrogant, they're very authoritarian. And it's funny because. They're most naive characters in the play. You know, the ones that are the teenagers, they're doing like a lot of really adult kind of thing. I mean, it seems devious, you know, the things they're doing, but they're just growing up, you know. And so the parents and the adults are the ones that are kind of in denial, you know, about the fact that, well, these kids, you know, they don't need to know about any of this stuff now. And, you know, they control everything and they think that, you know. And that's where all the, you know, the naive,
right?
You know, that's is the adults in the show. So that's my
from
that's
song,
my little perspective
from song one that you share tonight, Mama. You know, they're begging Mom to tell them about what's going on, and she's not.
Yeah she's complete denial. Yeah.
Complete denial.
Very, you know, very naive to think that. Everything's just going to work out fine, and a lot of things go wrong. So.
Yeah. Right? Wow. And it's dramatized all on stage at Flawed After Dark's production of Spring Awakening. It opens the last weekend of October and continues into the first weekend of November. And Kat, you want to reintroduce this song? Because
I went the wrong order.
No, that's okay. That's what I'm here for, directing Alaska Live. So we reintroduce... what comes next for the set list here during Spring Awakening?
Blue Wind comes next. It's the scene where Ilsa finds Mort Stiefel, her old friend. And when she first – so there's two songs, the song he just sang and my song, and then we're going to sing it together. And the first time she sings it, she's just kind of – it's a weird song, and it basically embodies all of Ilsa. And then later, she knows what's going to happen, and she's kind of saying, you know, come back from the darkness that you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got you with its heartache, with its sorrow. Winter wind sings and it cries. Spring and summer, every other day. Blue wind gets so pained, blowing through the
That was really beautiful, Kat. Have you been singing in other productions too?
Yes, I have been on a stage since I was four.
No.
My mom was like, "You were born for this." I was last in my senior year at Lathrop as Dorothy in Wizard of Oz. And
sweet.
I'm also currently in 1776,
Wow.
which is running right now.
It is running right now. You are in Flott's 1776, and you are a main character in Flott After Dark.
I'm going to college full time, and I'm working, and I don't sleep, and I'm really kicking myself for that.
That's really amazing. Well, it's so nice to have you here when you could be studying or working or even sleeping, Kat. Mm-hmm. So thanks for making Alaska Live a part of your night. Jeez. So now we head on into Moritz and Elsa's duet.
Which is literally Don't Do Sadness / Blue Wind.
Oh, my.
So maybe I should be some kind of laundry line. Hang their things on me, and I will swing them dry. You just wave in the sun through the afternoon, and then see they come to set you free beneath the rising moon.
And I don't want to see him go.
I don't either.
I know.
He comes back as a ghost.
Well, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. We already said it. We've kind of given away a lot of the cast.
Oh, yeah. So was anybody part of Out There Honky Tonkin', or did anybody go see that? The dog that loses its life comes back in the last piece as a ghost. And so... Yeah, so I love that part where it's a show where, you know, you can bring people back, and not just for the curtain call. Jill, hey, you are a co-stage director on this Spring Awakening. And so during Lizzie, you were on stage singing a lot.
Yes.
Here you are coaching those folks to sing.
Yes. Still singing a lot. During rehearsals, anyway. a lot of the show, I mean, there's very heavy topics, but I think one thing that makes it very entertaining is there's also a lot of comedy.
Wow.
Kind of interspersed, especially with some of these adult actors. And I kind of wanted to just tell you what some of these names, if I can remember. We had they're all German names, and we had a German student here talking about what these names mean. For instance, the piano teacher, Fräulein Große Büstenhalter, means Miss Big Bra.
Right on.
It's a spoiler.
Yes. Yeah. That, yeah. Worth seeing.
there is no nudity in this production.
Yes,
no.
There is.
No, we're
no
good.
No.
Zach. Dr. von Brausepulver. He said that he's the doctor that Wendla goes to see, and this doctor tells her that she's anemic, and then pulls her mother aside and tells her the truth that Wendla is actually pregnant. And then, you know, her mother becomes indignant. Who is the father, Wendla? And Wendla's like, what are you talking about? She doesn't even know, like, how she got pregnant at all. So Dr. Von Brauspulver is Dr. Kool-Aid. He said it's a powder that you put into drinks that makes it flavored. Yeah. So Dr. Kool-Aid. Basically, Dr. Kool-Aid. Nockenbrook, was he? Yeah. He was the guy that like beat you up. Let's see, who else did we have?
He's a teacher. Oh,
the teacher.
He wields a ruler.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I think those are the.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty telling. Their names are pretty much.
Gosh, that's great.
What? Pretty says they're yeah. What was which? Oh, Sewn and Stitch. Was that the broken? Oh, that was Broken Bone, I think. Yeah. One of them was
Doctor,
Broken Bone.
There's a teacher Broken Bone?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Broken Bone.
Yeah.
He has a stick.
He does. He has a stick that he likes to hit students with.
So this play was written in 1891, a German play. Do we know what was going on at that time in history that caused people to, you know, put this play together?
I think the playwright was Frank, some
German name.
Wonder, I don't know, something. It was the kind of 19th century morals that these people had, he thought were a bit stodgy. And yet there were all these things going on. And people weren't talking about them, and it was causing problems, and he thought it needed to be said.
Was he able to put on his play in many places, or did he get kicked out of venues?
It was banned in a lot of places. It was banned, yes. It was very controversial. I think when they did the musical, I don't think it's been as controversial, except for in Rise. When they try to do it in high schools. They did it on the show, the television show Rise, and there was a lot of controversy surrounding it then.
Was Rise, too. That was about...
That's recent.
High school something?
Yes, a teacher that wanted to put on Spring Awakening, and they tried to censor it, and they tried to change all the lyrics and kind of make it, you know... They water it down so much that the message is lost, basically.
And like we said, this is a Flot After Dark production, so it has some dark themes, but you also, talking about the adult characters with their names that are, you know, rather humorous, and their costumes maybe also. And
there's
so
very funny scenes.
There are some light moments, there's some funny scenes, and like you said, you know, if you want to make that decision to bring your teenager, it may be the conversation starter that you need.
Yes.
Or that you wanted, or that you didn't want, but maybe you need it.
You need it.
So, look it up. It's Spring Awakening. It's Flot After Dark. And you can find more information about the show at Flot After Dark on flot.org. And on Facebook, you can get tickets there, and the production is the last weekend of October and the first weekend of November, Friday, Saturday night, and a Sunday matinee, 4 o'clock matinee, so you know it'll be dark by the time you get out.
Right. Exactly. It is about 2 hours and 20 minutes in length.
Cool.
With an intermission.
2 hours and 20, yeah, that's good, mm-hmm. That's good. Becca, thanks for stepping up to the mic. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
So glad to see you're still singing and in productions.
Very much so.
What have you been doing?
I can't leave these two ladies, apparently.
What have you been doing since I saw you last as Lizzie in Flot After Dark?
Doing more shows and working, you know.
Where did you work this summer, Becca?
Oh, well, this summer, for the past 5 summers, I've worked at the Palace Theater.
Oh.
So more performing.
Yes, absolutely. On stage for the tourists and the locals alike there.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, what is the song that is next in Spring Awakening on Alaska Live?
Well, this song is actually, we already sang this song, but this is a different version of that song.
The reprise.
That was the reprise. This is the original. I get to sing the original. So this is Mama Who Bore Me, the original. yeah, it's basically the scene before that, the reprise. Yeah. So she sings this and she's putting on her
kid dress, I would say. And then her mom comes in and she's like, you can't wear that. You're not a child anymore. But she doesn't understand that because she's not being told anything.
This is one of the funny.
This is one of the funnier scenes.
Right on.
It doesn't sound funny, but it's funny.
Have to come see the show.
Yeah. So, yes, Mama Who Bore Me.
Quite different feel.
Yes.
When it's a solo piece.
Yes, yeah. Very much so.
And your character is the one who ends up, pregnant. She doesn't mm-hmm. even know how that happened.
Yes.
And ends up at Dr. Kool-Aid's mm-hmm. place.
Exactly. And, great name.
Oh, boy. And he doesn't even tell her the truth. He doesn't even tell you the truth.
No.
He tells your mother.
Yeah, the doctor ends up telling the mother, and the mother confronts me uh-huh. about it. And then the mother just knows that something has to be done about this. She can't be pregnant. She's too young, and it's not right at the time. Even now, it's still, mm-hmm. like, frowned upon.
It is.
But it, you know.
Yeah.
because people don't know any better.
Teenage pregnancy is mm-hmm. still frowned upon.
Yes, yeah. Very much so.
And people still don't know how mm-hmm. it happens, I think. That's,
yeah.
Just last night on the school board agenda, they were mm-hmm. talking about sex ed and what they were going to do about that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they got to that part of the agenda, but mm-hmm. I know it was on there.
Yeah. It's good that it's on there.
It
needs to be.
It is. And you can all go down there and speak at the school board
yes.
meeting.
Please do.
Yes. And Jennifer, you've got...
I was just going to introduce the rest of our cast that isn't here.
Please.
Since they're not here, and I feel
yeah.
sad for them. Because they could be crammed in here too.
They
but
could be.
They have like obligations and things. Or what they want to sleep.
Or they could be listening right now and love the shout out.
They could be laughing, saying, ha, suckers, you're there until 11 o'clock at night. So besides all this crew we have here, we have a great men's chorus, boys chorus.
Oh, wow.
So we brought primarily all the girls with us today,
yeah.
but we have a great group of men. Their songs are a little bit harder to do with just the guitar. They have a lot more involved in their songs and
they
a lot more
dialogue.
They need
the strings and the percussion
stuff. There's just
stuff.
A lot going on with their stuff. So our men's group, our boys group, so the Friends of Moritz and Melchior and is Hanschen, which is played by Jake Rocket, and Ernst, which is played by Corey Hammond, and Otto, which is played by Amelia Cooper, and Georg is played by Kyle Sliney. And then the remainder of our girls' chorus, we have Bailey here with us, but we also have Kaylee Brown, Sarah Schneider, and Becca Matz. And then Amanda Hansen, who was also in Lizzie, as well as other things, but, you know, that's where you know her.
Yes.
She plays all five woman roles.
So she plays the mom of Moritz, the mom of Melchior. She plays the mean headmistress. She plays Vendela's mom. She also then plays the sexy piano teacher that is Mrs. Yes. Big Bra. And each time brings a very distinctive difference, sometimes in the form of the bra. She does a great job, but Amanda's a class act. She's the perfect person for this type of role because she can do these very different characters. And there is no singing with those roles, which is a shame because it's Amanda, but, you know, it's nice that she can bring this to the table as well as helping
all
out
of her
with
costume changes.
Yep, exactly. And then we have Alex Gagnehaus, who also is running our lights and doing our lights. He plays five male roles.
And so runs the lights.
He's doing the lights. We'll have to have somebody back there to help him out, but he designed everything for us. And Alex is playing, he's playing Moritz's dad, and he's playing the mean headmaster, like the boss of the school. Mm-hmm. He's playing the priest. There's a priest because, you know, all good things have a priest involved. You know, there's a lot going
Somebody's
on.
Somebody's got to tell kids what they need to know.
Right. And it's just, there's a lot going on with what this priest is talking about when it's going on. Yeah, I can't give away all the things.
Yeah, that's right.
He also plays the shady abortion doctor.
No, Dr. Kool-Aid.
Well, not even doctor. He's just named Schmidt. He doesn't even get a doctor. He's great.
Oh.
And there's something another.
Oh, right, because he's not a doctor. It's just a back alley abortion.
She goes
oh boy.
To a doctor, but then there's the back alley guy.
Oh yay.
I might have forgot someone on his list. And then we have Mark Harnum, and Mark plays four of the more subdued male roles. He plays Dr. Kool-Aid. He also plays Hanschen's dad. And he plays one of the head teachers who likes to hit children with a stick, as well as Melchior's dad. That's who Alex plays. He plays Kat's creepy dad.
Oh, wow.
A lot going on. Mm-hmm. There's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And our band, Todd talked for a second, but I just wanted to shout out to the band, too. Our percussionist is Scott Swingle. Keyboard is Nola Hunter. Violin is Amy Brown. Viola is Katrina Knorr. Guitar is Chris Johnson. And bass is Emily Entelman.
He forgot the Glockenspiel.
Oh, and Glockenspiel is Jill Rossolt.
Did you say Emily Entelman? She works here at KUAC.
Yes.
She's in the show?
She's playing bass.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yep.
That's awesome. Yay.
So it's a great cast. I mean, we've been rehearsing 3 days a week since the first week in September. And we have 3-hour rehearsals. You know, it's a lot of work.
It is, yes.
But we've been rehearsing with the band for a few weeks now, and
we sound great.
And it's been a lot of fun. So we are really excited to bring this to Fairbanks and to be able to get the word out about some of these issues that are important to us.
As the host, I feel like I can ask this, and as a guest, you can tell me no, we cannot do that. But can we get that opening number one more time here to go out on as
they're standing
conclusion.
Up, so I'm guessing that's a go.
The ensemble is saying, yes, we will do that. Nice. This is the opening number in Spring Awakening, and we're going to hear it to close the show. Spring Awakening runs the last weekend of October this month and the first weekend of November at the Edna Wise Firehouse Theater in downtown Fairbanks. You can find out more of that on Facebook and at flot.org.
Mama who bore me, Mama who gave me, Mama the angels, who made me so sad. Mama who bore me, Mama who gave me, no way to handle things, who made me so sad. Mama the weeping, Mama the angels, no sleep in heaven or Bethlehem. Some pray, Christ will come a-calling. Hold that
Well, if you would like more of that, you'll have to check that out at Flot After Dark's production of Spring Awakening. Thank you so much for coming out, staying up late with us. For KUAC's Alaska Live, I'm Lori Neufeld. My guests tonight were Flot After Dark and Spring Awakening's cast and crew. Exclusive support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a generous grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, celebrating 60 years of strengthening community through support of the arts.